The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decisions.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth. Now, here's your host, financial advisor and CEO of Cordasco Financial Network, Steve Cordasco.
Thrilled that you are joining me today. I'm also thrilled to have a good friend, an entrepreneur, joining me as well, Mike Carter. You're going to find him fascinating. He is founder and CEO of a really cool company called Biz Equity. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Great, Mike. Thanks. I really appreciate you being here. I want to talk about your company because I think it's a very, very important company today that, and the service you provide today is very important to business owners, attorneys, accountants, families of business owners, as well as the general public overall who might have a vested interest in a privately held company or a company that is not publicly traded that shows a value. Can you talk to us about your company, Biz Equity, and why Biz Equity is relevant to today's business owner?
What we sought to do over 7 years ago with Biz Equity is to help the 200 million business owners around the world figure out what their value is and help them establish a baseline of what the value is today so that they could grow that value tomorrow. And why it's relevant is it, to your point, if you think about it, it's the largest asset class, I think next to real estate around the world. And can you imagine if the real estate market operated without any known value to any property? The disarray that would exist between buying and selling properties, changing properties between generations. There would be mass amount of disarray. B, there probably wouldn't be a market per se, right? Similarly with publicly traded stocks. But the amazing thing is that's what's happening with private companies. So again, nearly 200 million private companies around the world. And before Biz Equity started, there wasn't really a standard way to value them. So we think the opportunity that we're kind of have created here at Biz Equity is to help the business owners, to help those that serve the business owners, but much broader, as you rightfully said, I believe, is the public at large who have interest in these companies and these businesses to understand them more and eventually, I think, provide, you know, a valuation, asset valuation around those businesses, when you can imagine the ramifications to that. The timing, just for the business owner marketplace, CNBC and the FPA did a study 2 years ago with Karen Rogers around the number of businesses looking to transact or sell in the next 10 years, the baby boomer generation in the U.S. And it was estimated that 8 million businesses in the next 10 years are going to sell. And the amazing thing, Steve, especially for you and your business and great things that you do for your clients, is 78% of those business owners thought they're going to fund their retirement through the sale of their business. But if only 2%, as estimated by an independent research company called Ibis World, value themselves in any given year, that means 98% of businesses don't know their value, yet 8 million of them are going to sell in 10 years, and 78% of them think they're going to fund the majority or all of their retirement through the sale of their business. That's a real problem, right? And or a real opportunity to the business owner.
As we look at business owners and wondering what businesses are worth, I can't help but go back to Shark Tank. It's something we watch in our house all the time. Everything from my 10-year-old watches it, and she'll vote on whether something's a cool idea or not. And you get all these different hopeful people, business owners who have incubated something, coming out, talking to the three sharks about why their business is worth what they think it's worth. And then you have the sharks who think they know it all, and they know probably a lot more than most of us, But in their mind, they're doing their own calculations of what the business is worth, because some of those businesses do have sales. But not everybody can go to the three sharks that is listening to this show right now and say, what is my business worth, and are you willing to give me some money for the business? So talk about the difference between Shark Tank and Biz Equity.
I think the reason that CNBC, I think the fastest growing demographic on a financial news network, right, is with entrepreneurs, and especially as, and I know you have young children or teenage children. I know a few of them pretty well. Everyone today, if you ask someone in the seventh grade or eighth grade what they want to do when they grow up, you know, when we grew up, Steve, and not that we're that old, because we're not, you know, it was typical, you know, athlete, doctor, lawyer, nurse, teacher, police officer, whatever it may be. Now, they say close to half of all students, and these were, you know, somewhat urban areas, right, or city areas, half of all the students said they wanted to be an entrepreneur. And it's amazing. So I think this whole idea of, you know, the Shark Tank generation or Shark Tank has really made this idea of having your own business very achievable, as has, you know, all the technology today where storage, and look what Amazon's doing with AWS, Amazon Web Services, make it really easy to start a company. And the digitalization of everything and the ability to click an app. People think you can just click a job or click a company and create a company. So, you know, I think, you know, to your point, the first question that the sharks usually answer is, well, what's your deal? What do you think this is worth? And I was blessed that, you know, before Shark Tank existed, a guy that you know very well too, Steve, Pete Musser, who is the founding investor of Comcast, QVC, Novell, and invested in over 1,000 companies over 60 years, that was always the last question he would ask an entrepreneur. So whether it was high tech, low tech, no tech, I think I said before, late stage, early stage, no stage, Pete would say at the very end, after, you know, being immensely charming as he is, right, he would say, well, what do you think your business is worth? And I watched people over 10 years stutter at that question. And so, you know, I think it's, you know, it's kind of perfect timing where there's this drive to entrepreneurialism right across the world. I think in India, there are literally 50 million entrepreneurs. In the U.S., there's, you know, certainly more than 20 million, 25 million entrepreneurs, and that's growing. So it's the timing of kind of this whole, you know, democratization of entrepreneurship around the world. And then it's also like, okay, well, one of the most visceral questions and the most tangible questions that should be answered is, well, what's this entity that you've started? What's it worth? And unfortunately, a lot of people that have started companies over the past 50 years or 100 years, it ends up being a job. It doesn't end up being a business. And what we're doing here at Biz Equity is saying, it's actually a business with tangible value, but you just didn't know it before because people never kind of, you know, spoke the gospel of kind of the valuation of the business to help you understand it today, to know what you can do to build upon it. It's not a job, it's your business. And that's what we're here to help everyone understand.
Before I got to know Biz Equity and you started Biz Equity, and I was helping people try to come up with their biggest asset, which was the business for many business owners, it was very difficult to get a valuation on the business. You would have to go to a valuation group. They were almost like actuaries. They were number crunchers. And it was very expensive. So how does Biz Equity, this company that you created, compete in that space? You've changed the game. Explain.
The old way to do business valuation, as you said, you know, used to cost tens of thousands of dollars, take 4 to 6 weeks, maybe longer, and be highly intrusive and complex. So the whole process would take the entrepreneur out of what they do best, which is usually talking to clients or talking to prospects or talking to the team. Technology made it very cost effective to do things that you couldn't do before. So the old way to do it, right, was tax returns, accounting packages that they would sync up with, working with your accountant, kind of to your point, kind of forensic, actuarial type of process. So what we did was kind of we cracked the code on literally putting it online, getting this learning algorithm, hybrid algorithm, that as the business owner inputs data, or the data is entered in by their wealth advisor, the result of the evaluation would appear, so that you could give them something along the way, so you could get more and better information as they went. What we also did, I'd say equally important to the idea, was say, well, who does it the old way, the best in the world, or in the country, at least in the United States? Who's the best valuation expert, we call him now guru, in the world? And we found a guy called Scott Gaphart, and Scott taught business valuation. And Scott wrote the book called The Business Valuation Book, seminal work in the space. Scott had done 4,500 valuations like you had described, Steve. So the first thing I did early on was bring Scott on board, right? So we built the algorithm. Scott validated the algorithm, helped us build the algorithm really, right? And then had Scott on board to perfect it. Most businesses are run, as I said, like a lifestyle, like a job. They're run to be tax efficient, meaning, how do I minimize my earnings at the end of the year to pay the least amount I can in tax? Typical businesses, right? And that's all well and good and great from a tax planning perspective. But then when you look at your business as an entity to sell one day or to pass on, a lot of times, 9 out of 10 times, we would say based on our research, business owners actually undervalue their business because they don't do the proper add backs. So what do I mean by the proper add backs? If you go to business school today, the common methodology to value a stock or to value even a private company would be something called DCF, discounted cash flow. And what that means kind of from a Main Street perspective is, you know, you're discounting, obviously, future cash flow based on earnings. And a lot of times that earnings, those earnings are in terms of EBITDA. So earnings before, you know, interest, taxes, amortization, all that stuff from accounting class. If you apply a DCF methodology that they teach you in business school, which is great for Wall Street, to a Main Street business where two weddings have been paid for, God forbid, for the year, everything, a lot of things are run through, rightfully so, for the business, so on and so forth. So they've planned taxes well, but they haven't planned their business well. You've grossly, and I'm going to say this, grossly undervalued that business because you haven't done the add backs.
As a financial advisor, it's often a business owner's largest asset. And for someone who might not own a business, who comes to someone like myself for guidance and planning, their home is sometimes their biggest asset, or their 401k or their retirement accounts their biggest asset, because that's what they've worked at putting money into. Business owners, sometimes they're working so hard they don't realize it. They look up one day and it's 30 years later, and not just their sweat equity, but their own capital has gone back in to build this business. And what we do, because we have to plan, and we do deep planning, as some of our other programming shows how we do it sort of uniquely at Cardasco Financial Network, we have to know what the business is worth. And therefore, us using your services allows us to cost effectively get in the ballpark. All we need to do is be in the ballpark of what the business is worth. Our biz equity numbers that you guys produce, that we use for our clients, gets very close to the business valuation that some of the more granular approach, where it's not an algorithm, but it's actually accountants and actuaries who are crunching numbers, coming up with what that valuation is, they're very similar. So for us, it's been a godsend, your tool. We use BIS Equity at Cardasco Financial Network. And if anybody who's listening to us now, you want to get an idea of the value of your business, just send me an email, asksteve@cfnplan.com. We'll go ahead and run your numbers through Biz Equity. Just shoot me an email, asksteve@cfnplan.com. Mike Carter, thanks so much for helping so many business owners. You need to start your plan somewhere, and the right way to start it is to know what your business is worth.
Thanks, Steve, very much.
Thank you. You're listening to the Your Life, Your Wealth show. I'm Steve Cardasco.
Thanks for joining us on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network. All of our shows can be listened to on demand at your convenience. If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cordasco Financial Network at cfnplan.com or call our office at 215-558-3500. We hope you'll join us again next time on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network.